From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 23 European states have agreed to set up a new treaty that would have them give up major powers over their own budgets to help Europe overcome crippling debt problems. But Britain, along with Hungary, says no. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Britain is out of it and will remain out of it. Other countries are in it and are having to make radical changes, including giving up sovereignty to try and make it work.
Cameron wanted Britain's financial sector exempted from some regulations.
It's not easy when you're in a room with many other people who all want to press ahead, who all say, forget about your safeguards, forget about your interests, let's all just sign up to this thing together. It's sometimes the right thing to say, I'm afraid I cannot do that.
The agreement disappoints France and Germany, which wanted all the nations to embrace a new financial authority. Sweden and the Czech Republic are leaving the door open to sign up later. Authorities in Virginia are trying to figure out why a gunman shot and killed a Virginia Tech police officer during a campus traffic stop and then apparently killed himself. The gunman was not the driver the officer had stopped. He ambushed the officer at the scene. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Virginia Tech's expanded emergency notification system worked. School officials had put it into place after a gunman killed 32 people and himself on campus in 2007.
The alerts went out early, just minutes after police learned there was a shooting. Virginia Tech closed the campus, warning students by email, text messages, phone, sirens, and the university website that a shooting had occurred. University President Dr. Charles Steger said it was another traumatic incident for Virginia Tech, but he was pleased with the way the school responded.
All the systems and the things that we had planned to do worked extremely well.
The shooting at Virginia Tech occurred while university officials were appealing a fine the school incurred for its response to the 2007 rampage. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Officials at the United Nations climate talks have about 24 hours left to decide on how ambitious the world's efforts in the next decade will be to slow global warming. NPR's Vicki Valentine reports from the conference in Durban, South Africa.
Chief delegates met late into the night in Durban, searching for a compromise. An exhausted Connie Hedegaard was the first to publicly speak this morning. The chief EU delegate says there has been some progress, but she made it clear.
If there is no further movement from what I have seen until 4 o'clock this morning, then I must say I don't think that there will be a deal in Durban. That is what we are faced with.
The EU wants the United States, China, and India to agree to a legally binding limit on greenhouse gases by 2020. If not, the EU says it will walk away from a major part of the fragile Kyoto Protocol. Vicki Valentine, NPR News, Durban, South Africa.
And this is NPR News. 5 Nobel Peace Prize winners have launched a campaign urging the Chinese government to release last year's winner, Liu Xiaobo. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, this comes on the eve of this year's ceremony.
Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo is the only Nobel laureate currently in jail. When he won the award last year, he'd already been sentenced to 11 years for the subversion of state power. This fact seems to be slowly but steadily forgotten outside China, say the 5 laureates. They include South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Iranian lawyer Shirin Ebadi. A collection of Liu's writings has been published to mark the anniversary. In it, he writes he has no enemies and no hatred of those who monitored, arrested, and interrogated him. He says he's optimistic about China's future because no force can block the human desire for freedom. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
This year's White House Hanukkah celebration came early. Hanukkah begins at sunset on December 20th. But the president, first lady, and vice president have already marked the celebration of lights with guests and some humor at the White House.
The way I see it, we're just extending the holiday spirit. We're stretching it out. But we do have to be careful that your kids don't start thinking Hanukkah lasts 20 nights instead of 8.
The president remarked that the Hanukkah story was about right over might, faith over doubt, and he noted what he calls unshakable U.S. support for Israel. Ford Motor Company says it will start paying dividends again in March. Ford stopped dividends more than 5 years ago as it slid into financial trouble. Ford has now reported 10 straight profitable quarters. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.